98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids greatest hits. Yeah, he's proud of that fact now. I'm still standing. Yeah, if you're still standing tomorrow afternoon at 5, okay, then we'll say we'll be proud of you. Okay, Elton? Because like I was saying earlier today, here's what's going to happen this weekend. Christmas decorations are going to get blown all over this city. You're going to be driving down Knapp Street, and you're just going to see a deflated Santa just whizzing by you. And then in the spring, when the snow melts, we'll find them all. So be mindful of that, my folks. Because they say this is a generational storm, and it probably is. But I don't think we've ever had a generational storm hit just before Christmas when all the decorations were up. Like I told you earlier this morning, the Rosa Parks rink is lit this morning. And there's skaters out there. I think they're getting in a last skate before the storm comes. Is there a Christmas party or something going on this morning? I've never seen the Rosa Parks rink open this early. Okay. I thought they were taking the Christmas decorations down because they were afraid they were going to get all blown away. And they will at some point this weekend. Batten down the hatches. I hope you got all your shopping done because you do not want to try to go to Meijer today. No, you don't. It's going to be painful. And if you do, I want you to remember these words. Just keep mumbling them over and over. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Right? Don't get cranky. Not in the Christmas. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. You ever watch World War II movies when you were a kid? That doot doot sound. That was always in a submarine, right? Even Hunt for Red October, I think they use that sound.
This is a journey into sound.
It's the JoJo Show audio of all time.
A journey which, along the way, will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Do you guys remember in Home Alone, right? Kevin orders a pizza, and then when the pizza guy delivers it, he lets loose with a mobster movie to have him leave the pizza there. Well, someone took that little mob movie scene and turned it into kind of a Christmas song. Here you go.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
All right, this is Jenna Bush. She is a regular on the Jenna Bush Hager, George W.'s daughter. She's a regular on the Today Show. They had her daughter Mila on the other day as part of a Christmas show, and Mila gave us way, way too much information about her mom.
She never wears underwear.
Oh. Okay. Bye.
We love you, Mila. Oh, yes,
she's
we do.
She's not wearing it right now. I saw her change.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, we now receive way too much info. Grammy salute last night was on CBS to Paul Simon. And of course, the Jonas Brothers jammed with him. Yeah, the Jonas Brothers and Paul Simon.
50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. Listen on back. Hey! Make new plans now. No need for more. Just listen to me.
All right, there you go. A little Paul Simon for you. By the way, it was Paul who coined the phrase, a deep and dark December. And that's what we have. 98.7. FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is the JoJo Show. I just want to tell you that I appreciate everyone that's going to be working this weekend. And here's the thing. And this isn't about bad weather. It's about Christmas in general. I always drive over. Usually I drive over to my sister's house on Christmas Day. And I always find it amazing that I can stop and get gas. I can stop and get coffee because there's people working on the holiday weekend. And I just want to let you know that I see you and I appreciate you. There's people like snowplow, and especially this weekend, you're going to have snowplow drivers, convenience store clerks, retail of people who are probably going to get swamped today at Meijer because people are preparing for the storm. And all of a sudden, people are driving home and they're going, I don't have any donuts and I need donuts to survive a blizzard. You do need donuts, by the way, to survive a blizzard. The nut-covered ones, yes. I don't know what those are called. But they're delicious. But anyway, I just want to let you know that all the people who are out there, firemen, policemen, all the people that work on the holiday weekend, blizzard or no blizzard, I see you and I appreciate you. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart because you guys are the lifeblood of our earth. You're the salt of the earth. And like you, I'll be here this weekend. It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FG.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
You know, there's oftentimes when you have a white elephant party for Christmas and everybody brings a gift, and then there's one gift that everybody wants, and then you get stuck with the gift that you kind of mix feelings about. Well, Lori James was playing at the company White Elephant Party when she lost her $25 TJ Maxx gift card, which she wanted, to a coworker. She was bummed, so she stole someone else's gift, because that's what makes the White Elephant so much fun, which was a collection of $25 worth of scratch-off lottery tickets. According to the rules of the party, those tickets were hers to keep. Nobody could steal them. So she scratched them off right there. Found out they were worth $175,000, which made everybody else go, God, I wish I'd have taken that gift. She got a $50 winner as well. The White Elephant gift has definitely changed the mood of the holidays for her this year, at least. All her coworkers are kind of bummed. Lori explained, this is crazy. I'm blessed. Lori plans to use the money to pay off her daughter's student loans and their car payments, which is a good decision. It is the JoJo. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits, the thing that started it all. That was a British effort to help Ethiopian children that were starving at the time due to war back in the 80s. It's called Do They Know That Christmas? And, of course, then came We Are the World and all of that. And I think the Canadians even did one. Yeah, they did. Brian Adams, right, and Anne Murray and Gordon Lightfoot. Absolutely. Look, a lot of times you'll have an open house at Christmas and you'll have friends over, and then all of a sudden the party starts to wind down, and you notice there's one couple that just is still there eating and drinking, and you're like giving hints like, oh, I think it's bedtime now, and they're like, that's okay, we'll let ourselves out. What? No, you won't. You'll get out now. Yeah, you have to be polite, but sometimes that's hard to deal with. This is Brant Hansen. And please get out of my house for Christmas. If you have a bad guest, this is dedicated to them.
The lights turned off on my Christmas tree. We've wrapped up our party. We already ate. Now it's just late. But yet you linger here.
That's good.
I see you looking in my fridge after eating all my chips. Seriously, if you really love me, you'll start doing as I say. Get out. Or I'll call the cops this Christmas.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I'll really do it. I'll really call the cops.
Oh, wow.
Don't think for a second that I'm bluffing.
Yeah.
God bless, but get your stuff on out of here. Christmas doesn't mean you get to stay forever and eat for free. And since you didn't notice when I up and started cleaning, instead you started playing with my PS3.
Here's a spoken word thing here. It's powerful.
Okay, okay, go ahead, yeah.
Christmas. Just the word takes us back to that original beautiful story when there was no room at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
The guests were not welcome. What must have that felt like?
Mm-hmm.
To not be welcome. Huh. I'll be. Anyway, this Christmas, there was room at the inn, but now time's up. Because the party ended like 2 hours ago. No more peppermint tea. The next thing you get is pepper spray right in the face. So start walking toward that door right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out. Hit the road. Get lost before I'll call the cops and...
Merry Christmas.
Whoa.
Something like that.
Wow.
Just slip that in there.
Okay.
I'll be the bad guy.
All right.
Brandon Hanson from his podcast, and Get Out of My House for Christmas. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Just keep telling yourself that tomorrow. Oh, you're halfway there. We can do it. We can make it. We can. It is the JoJo Show. By the way, a couple things. I played a song a couple minutes ago, and some people wanted copies of it. We have an on-demand podcast on our website in our app. You can get it there. Also, drop me a line. Sometimes I can email you the MP3 file. Not always, but sometimes. Okay? I bring it up because we played this song by Brandon Hanson about kicking people out of his house and threatening to call the police on them. And this actually happened to Sarah here. Sarah, it was your sister-in-law?
My husband's sister. She just is a ridiculous person to try to share space with. One time she came for a visit and we had bought a brand new, like, double roll 24-pack of toilet paper. And with the first 4 hours of her being there, it was gone. Don't ask me what she did with it. I have no idea. She was sitting on my computer, and I had walked out to tell her to leave, and she looked at me, and I swear she looked possessed or something, and she growled, "If you want me to leave, you're going to have me removed." I called the cops. So we were outside with the cops. He had to go in and get his sister, and he took her somewhere. I don't know where he took her. But they haven't been back.
I can see why they haven't been back. Yeah, the police came. He just took her somewhere. Probably drove her off. You know what? He took her to a nice Amish farm. That's right. Where all the cats go. 98.7 MGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. So I was reading the story. This is about Francis Fern. It almost sounds like a made-up name, doesn't it? Francis Fern. But it sounds like an old lady's name. That's because she is old. She's celebrating the holidays this year with a 93-year-old Christmas tree. Her late husband's grandmother brought the 18-inch tree at Woolworths 93 years ago for 3 cents. Fern has adorned it with three of its original decorations, a gold bell, a pipe, and a Father Christmas figurine. She refuses to get rid of the tree or buy a new one. You know, there's some of you who go, how romantic. It's, you know, she's remembering her late husband. And his grandmother, and it is. It is nice, and she should keep that on a little shelf there, little 18-inch tree, but she should also get a new tree, right? No? All right. I bring this up because it's time for another round of Tales of the Cheap. This is a Christmas edition. Tales of the Cheap stems from the fact that my mom and dad were both very frugal, as they say. But when you're a kid growing up in a frugal household, you're thinking, come on, Dad, it's cheap. So here's my tale of the cheap. One year, and I'm not making this up, one year my dad and I, we would always go out and I would help him go cut down a tree. And normally we would go to one of those cut your own places, right? But this year, one particular year, we just pulled off to the side of the road and he goes, I've been eyeing this tree for a while. He just cut one down. It was on somebody's property. He just took his little chainsaw. Here, put that in there. Come on, hurry up. Hurry up. Let's get it in the back of the car before anybody finds us. So we're looking for tales of people cutting costs at Christmas time. 616-459-9898. 616-459-9898. We'll be back with your calls in just a couple of minutes. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Did you know they name winter storms now? Yeah, this is Winter Storm Elliott. I'll pontificate on that in a minute. Right now, we're talking about Tales of the Cheap. Tell us about the cheap Christmas person you know. 616-459-9898.
I have a doctor that I work with, or did work with, and, you know, I go out and buy them $50 to $60 worth of stuff, and I'm lucky if I get it. Gift card, and I finally stopped doing it because I was like, after 2 years, I was like, Nope, not doing that again.
You should have told him, you make more money than me. Why am I one, the one with the expensive gifts? This is the JoJo 7FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. You know, you don't have to dance in the dark. The light switch is right over there. Oh, it's a euphemism for something else. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is the JoJo show, and here's the deal. They have named now. It's like hurricanes. They name winter storms. So this storm that's approaching us is winter storm Elliot. Elliot. It's like the kid in E.T. Elliot, phone home, Elliot. Problem is, Elliot's not a threatening name. And this storm looks very serious. A few years ago, I proposed that if we are going to name winter storms, we only name them after Nordic mythology characters, you know, because, you know, winter storm Thor or winter storm Helga, it just pretends it has a little more weight to it, right? Winter storm Odin. So I would like to officially declare this winter storm Ingmar. And this, by the way, this is the only music you use for Blizzard photos on TikTok this weekend. This is the only music. It's Fargo soundtrack, yeah. Some music. If you're going to Blizzard your way onto TikTok, you use the Fargo music or you don't use any music or at all, okay? This is winter music right here. Sounds forlorn and desolate. It's like it's going to be driving in this crap. Oh, it's the JoJo show on 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids greatest hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Yes, yes, it is.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Yeah, it's time for the Audio Vault. And all this week we've been talking about something I never knew existed, which was Christmas witches. And all of them have been bad so far. So I thought I'd leave you this week with, well, I'll be back tomorrow. But this is the last Christmas witch I had research on. This one is a happy Christmas witch.
A much nicer Christmas witch is this one here, the Italian La Befana, whose name derives from the Feast of the Epiphany from January the 6th. It's said that she would go from house to house giving children sweets. The legend says that the three wise men stayed with La Befana on their way to try and find the baby Jesus. They left, and then La Befana decided she wanted to find Jesus too, so she tried to follow the wise men but couldn't. In her desperation to get a gift to the baby, she decided to give presents to all of the children she could find. La Befana festivals are still held all over Italy on January the 6th. And if you want to celebrate a Christmas witch, I would go with La Befana.
Yeah, so would I, because other ones were ripping your stomach out and filling them with rocks. You guys remember the scene from Home Alone where Kevin gets the pizza delivered to him and he uses a mob movie to scare the pizza delivery guy away? Well, somebody set that to music, and then now it's kind of a Christmas song.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
I like that. That's kind of catchy. And yesterday on the Today Show, Jenna Bush Hagar had her daughter Mila on the show, and she revealed a little too much information.
She never wears underwear.
Oh! Okay. Bye!
We love you, Mila. Oh, yes,
she's not wearing it right now.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, there you go. A little too much information. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It's the JoJo show. I'll post this to our app a little bit later on today. But last night, Michigan State was playing Oakland University, and it was a special Christmas game. And so in honor of that, Tom Izzo was wearing a Christmas sweater, an elf sweater. It's green. It has the elf decorations on it. And I don't think he was anticipating when he put that sweater on that the game would be tough. Oakland decided they were going to play Michigan State tough, and Izzo, in his own inimitable way, got teed off at the officials and started yelling at him in his elf sweater. And he got a technical foul. And I swear to God, he looks exactly, in his elf sweater, he looks exactly like the chief elf from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In fact, do we have a clip from last night's game of him getting mad at the refs? Okay.
You'll never fit in. You'll never fit in. Now, you come to health practice and learn how to wiggle your ears and chuckle warmly and go hee-hee and ho-ho and important stuff like that. A dentist. Good grief!
Now, that's going to be a technical, coach. You can't call me an elf.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
Yes. This is a story of a white elephant party. Now, a white elephant party, this is where you bring a gift and then you exchange them. And then the one you want, you can trade with a person who's got a gift. And then somebody gets screwed. So this was Lori James. She was trying for a $25 TJ Maxx gift card at her company White Elephant Party when it was knocked from her hand by someone with an envelope. No one knew what was in the envelope, so it was mysterious. Turns out it was a collection of $25 worth of scratch-off lottery tickets, and you know where this is going. She scratched off the first one in front of everybody else because she got stuck with the bad envelope and won $50, and everybody goes, oh, look at that. You got more than the $25 TJ Maxx gift card you wanted. And she scratched off the next one. And it was worth $175,000. And then they were kind of jealous. They're like, hey, do we all split this? No, no. You get to keep all of it. The shocking white elephant gift definitely changed the mood of the holidays for Lori. She says, this is crazy. I'm truly blessed. She says she's going to use the money to pay off her daughter's student loans and their car payments.